You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
In one of the best examples of how far and twisted the left's manic loathing for America has gone, the woke culture is now going for the vital organs. As the 26th U.S. President, Teddy Roosevelt, who ushered in the 20th century as one of America's most energetic and greatest contributors to the success and preservation of the United States, who is generally regarded as one of the United States' five best presidents, a decision has been made for TR to be canceled, as his embattled statue representing the preservation and exploration of the American frontier as it entered the 20th century is set to be removed for reasons imagined by the Marxist leanings of the race-obsessed left.
Mayor de Blasio says the city supports the museum's request to remove the statue because it, quote, depicts black and indigenous people as subjugated and racially inferior. The statue shows Roosevelt on a horse with a Native American man and an African man on each side of him. Many had argued it symbolized colonial expansion and racial discrimination. The museum's president told the New York Times that the decision to remove the statue comes amid the movement for racial justice.
The victim culture's crazed, vague interpretation of the monument depicts Theodore Roosevelt as supposedly glorifying white supremacy, colonialism, and racism, because it would be impossible for the brain-dead woke mob to see it for the symbolism that it really is. Teddy Roosevelt founded the Progressive Party and was an outspoken defender of women's rights. He was an early champion of civil rights and equality for blacks and Native Americans during the early 20th century. His personal relationship with Booker T. Washington and the appointment of Minnie Cox as the first black regional postmaster in the United States backs that up. James Earl Fraser, the sculptor of the statue, stated, "The two figures at Roosevelt's side are guides, symbolizing the continents of Africa and America, and if you choose, may stand for Roosevelt's friendliness to all races." A sentiment intensely evident when TR said, "To divide along the lines of section or caste or creed is un-American." But try and tell that to the woke offspring of Teddy Roosevelt himself, who agree that the statue should be removed.
The subjugation of other races by those of us of European origin is our nation's original sin. That sin began soon after our arrival on this continent, was written into our founding documents, and has been a tragic part of our history to this day.
Either they are incapable of understanding their great-grandfather's legacy, or they are too cowardly to defend it. And it deserves defending. Teddy Roosevelt broke up the railroad and beef trusts. He met the coal strike of 1902 head-on, like a real president should. He reinvented foreign policy. He was the first American to receive the Nobel Peace Prize after negotiating peace between Russia and Japan, back when the Nobel Peace Prize actually meant something. He set aside more federal land for national parks and nature preserves than all of his predecessors combined. He established the U.S. Forest Service, signed into law the creation of five national parks, and established the first 51 bird reserves and 150 national forests. And he was wise enough to foresee the ungluing of an America that would tear his legacy down, saying, "The one absolute certain way to bring this nation to ruin would be to permit it to become a tangle of squabbling nationalities."
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Teddy Roosevelt was the youngest president in U.S. history, and under the nose of the oldest president in U.S. history, the bumbling, stumbling, groping, do-nothing foreign shill and 40-year career politician Joe Biden, nothing will be done to protect his legacy. In fact, Teddy's words loom over the Biden administration like a specter when he said that no man is above the law and no man below it.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is suing the Biden administration for canceling the 4th of July Mount Rushmore fireworks display.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, InfoWars.com and band.video. Quite a large show I have for you today. Plenty of videos to get to, lots of news to discuss over the last weekend. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls as well. Let's not delay even a second, ladies and gentlemen. Let's begin, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks. Your Daily Dispatch for Monday, June 28th, 2021. Biden launches airstrikes against Iran-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. Biden's airstrike seen as a message to Iran while administration tries to revive a nuke deal. President Biden's decision to order airstrikes targeting facilities near the Iraq-Syria border that have been used by Iran-backed militia groups is a clear warning to Tehran while the administration continues to negotiate to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. Now, of course, there has not been an authorization for these strikes. Who exactly we're at war with or why hasn't exactly been presented to the American people, but don't let trivialities and quibbles like that get in the way of a good war. John Kirby, the Pentagon press secretary, said Sunday that the airstrikes targeted facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups that have used the facilities as staging grounds to launch attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq. He called the strikes necessary, appropriate, and deliberate actions designed to limit the risk of escalation. Yes, folks, we escalated to limit the risk of escalation. This is your country on the military-industrial complex. Truly incredible. We'll get a little bit into this later in the program as well. But essentially, this is being supported by all of the typical people that you would think it supported. Again, who exactly we're at war with or why, no one can really tell me. No one can really say. The people that were killed during these airstrikes, the names have been released by Iranian media. Most of them were members of forces that had done rather heroic things in fighting off ISIS. So here's a battalion of ISIS fighters, those who fought against ISIS, that is, those on the ground who helped defend their homelands against the onslaught of the fabricated terrorist group made up of foreigners, ISIS, right? And now they get killed by America. So great. We're on the side of ISIS, in case you were wondering. New York prosecutors slapped Trump Organization with Monday deadline, says report. Last summer, when former President Donald Trump was attempting to exploit racial justice protests to appease his racist supporters. This is the type of news you get from the Daily Beast. He reportedly came up with a plan to deal with him and then erupted in a fit of anger. Sorry, they're going on about this General Milley nonsense, bearing the lead here of the fact that the district attorney of Manhattan, Cyrus Vance Jr., and New York Attorney General Letitia James have been investigating former President Donald Trump's business for more than 2 years, and they appear to be getting the groundwork ready to hit the company with criminal charges. Prosecutors have reportedly informed Trump's lawyers that they have until Monday afternoon to make their closing arguments. On Friday, it was reported that charges against the Trump Organization and its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, could be announced as early as this week. Meanwhile, the District of Columbia's Attorney General is also starting to home in on the actions of Weisselberg and on its investigation into Trump's 2017 inauguration committee misspent more than $1 million to benefit his own company. Yeah, I mean, you know, we are in the middle of an unprecedented and ever-increasing violent crime wave. Just thousands and thousands of violent crimes being perpetrated on the streets of America, including New York City, where tourists are being gunned down in Times Square. But our law enforcement officers are focused on the real important things, which is politically prosecuting their political enemies. Unbelievably disruptive to the reality of our democracy. Oh, yeah. The people very concerned with our democracy are very happy that district attorneys around the country are spending untold amounts of resources and time to try to ferret out something, just anything, to charge Donald Trump or somebody close to him with a totally egregious abuse of power and should not be tolerated. But here we are. CDC warns that some fully vaccinated people may still get sick if exposed to variants. I don't know if you've noticed this, but it was about the afternoon yesterday when suddenly more and more stories start trickling in about these variants. And I went to bed yesterday evening in full knowledge that when I woke up this morning, the variant would be the number one story and we would see a huge, huge wave. You know, it's almost like when a tsunami comes in and the water rushes out, you go, okay, it's coming. Here comes the flood. Here comes the flood of misinformation. Here comes the flood of paranoia, the flood of fear and manufactured panic so they can once again lock us down and continue to slowly but surely restrict our every freedom. You start to see little warning signs. You start to recognize them, and now here we are. CDC told CNN Friday the agency is tracking the Delta coronavirus variant, among others, and warned there is a small chance a fully vaccinated person could still get infected if they're exposed. The FDA adds warning to COVID vaccine about the risk of heart inflammation. Yeah, good. You know, just might as well tag that on. Now that for 4 months they've been aggressively pushing this, claiming there is no risk, no real risk. Your arm might get a bit sore. Sure, that's nothing. Don't worry about it. Oh, by the way, now that you've been immunized, just know that there is a severe chance of heart inflammation after 300 million doses of the two vaccines have been given. Yeah, 300 million doses. Now we might mention, hey, you know, did you know we didn't even look into this stuff? Do you know we started injecting you guys without even testing this first? Like, kind of crazy, right? Well, anyway, we did test it, and your heart's going to explode. So you're welcome. You're welcome for that. Just incredible. WHO urges fully vaccinated people to continue to wear masks as the Delta COVID variant spread. It's the Delta COVID variant. It's Delta. You haven't heard about Delta yet? My God, you think Delta's bad. Wait until Epsilon. The craziest thing is they have now Delta Plus. It's like, why would you not call it Epsilon? Are we going to have branching variant trees where it's like Delta Plus? We're going to have Delta Alpha, Delta, and then the next one's going to be, oh, this is the Epsilon hashtag. Yeah, this is going to be the Epsilon hashtag variant that we're dealing with here. The point is, it's the flu, and go to sleep, America. Just wear your mask. Just wear your mask while you sleep to make sure that the Delta doesn't get you. Sydney and Darwin in lockdown as COVID-19 cases pop up across Australia. That's right, something like 38 cases. Shut it down. Shut the entire country down immediately. Australia reported on Sunday one of the highest numbers for locally acquired corona cases this year, triggering lockdowns in the cities of Sydney and Darwin, forcing tighter restrictions in four states. Sydney began two-week lockdown on Sunday as the Bondi neighborhood cluster of the highly infectious coronavirus Delta variant rose to 110 in Australia's largest city. My God, 110? 110 people? If you had 10 times that number of infected, you might have one death. This is incredibly dangerous, with a 99.9% survival rate. Just incredible. Oregon lawmakers passed a bill to make illegal immigrants eligible for Medicaid. Dems expected to sign into law. You know, in situations like this, I think it's a little bit better to exchange the word illegal immigrant for foreigner, for a citizen of a foreign nation. Sure, they may be on American soil. They're not American. You may call them illegal immigrants. Sure, that's fine. The point is they're in America without permission, and they're from a different country, and they're a different country citizen. And so now we are, Oregon apparently, just giving away Medicaid to foreigners now. Just Americans will pay into it, and the foreigners will benefit. See, this is called globalism. This is called progressivism. This is called the gutting, the looting, the vandalization of your entire country and its every important industry. Just incredible there. As legislators of color, we believe it's important to challenge the injustice that our nation... Anyway, they're taking your money.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well-known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, man. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder what it's like to not be informed, like to not know all this stuff going on. It's like the stuff that just sort of like rolls off my back. Like, I don't even care about most of this stuff. I shouldn't say that. I care about all this stuff. But, you know, some stuff will come up and it's just like, yeah, you know, that's typical. You know, there's so much other stuff going on that some sort of news story will come across and you sort of go, yeah, that's kind of typical, and roll your eyes or whatever. And then, you tell it to people that aren't like aware of everything going on. They're like, what? What the hell? What are you talking about? And it's like, no, this is tame. This is normal. What I'm talking about here is this weekend I was hanging out with my parents, and my mom was asking me about my car, where I'd sold my car. And I said, well, I donated it, although I kind of wish I hadn't, because I donated it to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. My mom's like, well, what's wrong with the Make-A-Wish Foundation? It's like, well, one of their CEOs was just caught embezzling a bunch of money. So, you know, that's not good. I don't want to be supporting a charity run by people that literally steal money out of the hands of dying children. You know, that's not the best thing to support. But also, Make-A-Wish says they won't give wishes to kids who aren't vaccinated. It's like, my parents are just like, what? It's like, yeah, no, the terminally ill children have to be vaccinated to get a wish. It's just like, what the hell? And it's like, no, this is normal. This is not like not out of the ordinary for these people. Not out of the ordinary for these brainwashed morons to say things like the terminally ill child, the bald child from the chemo radiation who can't keep food down and has about a month to live, the 7-year-old. Yeah, go ahead and make sure they're vaccinated first. All right. It's like, look, if a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid spends 2 weeks suffering from side effects from the vaccine, like so many people do, you realize that's like a tenth of their life they're spending in pain, in addition to, you know, their terminal illness that they're dealing with. It's just the whole world is sick, almost beyond repair. But I bring this up because there is a bit of good news here. Make-A-Wish has now reversed that decision. This breaking mere minutes ago. Make-A-Wish statement about reemergence and granting wishes for every eligible child. They're backtracking on this, and they're saying Make-A-Wish will not require anyone to get vaccinated to get a wish. So there you go. They've reversed it now, probably because they were, if I had to guess, hemorrhaging donations, considering the fact that liberals, the brainwashed progressives, and not the most charitable people. Not the most giving people in the world. In fact, they structure their entire life around concepts easily described as taking your money. Yes, they're very, very charitable with your money. They don't give that much, though. They aren't that generous. They aren't that charitable. They aren't that giving. So when a charity does something that pisses off conservatives, they usually walk it back pretty fast because they find out that that's their entire donor base, the good people of the country, not the progressives. Blackouts loom in California as electricity prices are, quote, absolutely exploding. Two inexorable energy trends are underway in California, soaring electricity prices and ever worsening reliability. And both trends bode ill for the state's low and middle income consumers. Last week, the state's grid operator, the California Independent System Operator, issued a flex alert that asked the state's consumers to reduce their power use to, quote, to reduce stress on the grid and avoid power outages. Since in 2020, California's electricity prices jumped by 7.5%. You know, what's convenient, though, is that all that power that companies usually have to pay to keep their offices running, they just offset that to you because they're making you work at home. So that's kind of convenient. While electricity prices skyrocket, everybody's forced to stay at home, so they have to run their air conditioner all day and keep their lights on and power their own computers. So, you know, while prices may rise. The good news is that corporations are offloading that cost onto their employers or employees. So there you go. Very good news there. This is just, you know, yet another plot point in the declining slope of American ability to keep the lights on, literally, quite literally. It's like every week you see more and more headlines about this. There was another one recently, Boeing 777X plane that they're releasing is now 4 years behind schedule. 4 years behind schedule because of safety issues. Because, you know, we're going to have planes falling out of the sky. It's just, you know, what do you expect? What do you expect when literally every, like, this isn't, again, none of this is just like natural consequences. Like, these are plans. These are the consequences of policies put into place. You can reverse those policies. You don't have to regress into a third world. You can stop doing that at any time, California. Feel free. Olympic hammer thrower Gwen Berry turns her back on the U.S. flag during the national anthem. Frankly, it makes sense. Makes sense. Old third place Berry over here expressing her displeasure at the U.S. anthem during trials Saturday in Oregon. Well, she's not American, folks. She's from the land of clowns. She's a circus folk. She's not an American. She is of the circus. So, of course, it infuriates her to hear, oh, say, can't. She's used to, can we bring up some pictures of this clown? She's a proud representative of the clown race. And she's insulted that the U.S. would not play her anthem. Yeah, she's very, very mad that this country who is setting her up for, you know, worldwide fame and lifelong sponsorships because she can throw a rock farther than other people. They've been incredibly oppressive to her. In fact, I think maybe we should look up her. Maybe we should just look up her biography, see how oppressed she's been for her whole life. Just incredible. She's like, she said it was a setup. She said it was a setup. They set her up. They made her go stand in the third place. I mean, honestly, this is infuriating. And he's like, why is she on the team? Just why is she on the team? Like, why is America okay with this? Like, if you want to do it in your own time, like, that's fine. You just don't represent America on the world stage while you do it. It's not that complicated. It's like oppression to tell some, you know, insufferable clown. It's just hilarious. Like, no, you're not allowed to represent America. Look at her. Look at her. I'm telling you, she's a clown. She's literally of the clown nation. She is a proud ambassador of clownia. Listen, woman, if you are, I don't know. Look, I don't want to be discriminatory here, but you throw a piece of hardware and people pay you tens of thousands of dollars. Are we missing something here? Are we missing something? Am I not tuned in to what is going on here? You're in third place. She's not even that good. You throw a hammer for a living. You literally dress yourself up like a circus clown. And you think it was a setup that the national anthem played while you're standing on the... If she's not off the team by today, like, what are we doing as a country?
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender. InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Still a lot to talk about today. I have some crazy, crazy videos to show you today. Like, really kind of unbelievable ones. I don't even want to give it away. But my God, got a lot to talk about, but I think we can talk about this Gwen Berry clown. Olympic hammer thrower Gwen Berry turns her back on the U.S. flag during the national anthem. She was upset that they weren't playing the circus music that she had requested. Represents her people, her nation, her identity as a clown. As a clown woman. Towards the end, she plucked up her black t-shirt with the words activist athlete emblazoned on the front, draped it over her head. She said, "I feel like this was a setup and they did it on purpose," said Barry, old third base plays Barry. "I was pissed, to be honest." Like, it's not even that these people have some sort of deep held conviction that I disagree with. She's just dumb. She's just a dumb person. Like, she throws a rock for a living. And that's what she's good at, apparently. Although not really. Like, if you look at her Wikipedia, she really is third place Barry. She really doesn't win that much. It's kind of strange that she'd be representing us in the Olympics. But yeah, she took fourth at the 2010 NCAA. You know, just average. She's just like, she's never quite wins. She's just always third place. It's probably racism if I had to guess. It's probably gravity is racist if I had to guess. But, you know, somebody on Twitter put out a poll that asked, would you rather have this Gwen Berry clown? Would you rather have somebody who hated America but was really, really good at their sport? Or somebody who got in last place, tried as hard as they could, got in last place, but was humble and respected the flag. And it was, I don't think a single person voted to win the gold with this traitorous scumbag at the head. Like, nobody in America wants Bozo representing them on the world stage. And in fact, she's already been fined by the Olympic Committee multiple times for her outrageous displays of ethnic narcissism in the past. Berry's previously protested against racism during competition, most recently raising a fist at the trials on Thursday. She said she felt insulted by the Star Spangled Banner playing as she took the podium. It's like, can you possibly imagine? Can you imagine going to a sports game and they play the national anthem and you're like, is this about me? Is this about me? Are they trying to insult me right now? It's like, no. Your reflection does enough speaking for all of us when it comes to insulting you. And it's like all the organizers like being like, no, we really didn't mean to play it like that. We're very sorry. She is a narcissistic, very, very dumb, average rock thrower, okay? She deserves no respect. What has she done to earn it? I don't get it. I don't understand. She says, I feel like it was a setup, like they did it on purpose. I was pissed, to be honest. Okay? Okay. Like, we don't have to indulge in this mental illness. We really don't have to. It's not up to these clowns, like, whether or not we play the national anthem. Like, if I got up and said that selling popcorn at stadiums was a personal insult to me, everybody would be like, you're crazy, man. That's an insane thing to think. I'm like, no, man, they know I hate popcorn. They're selling popcorn insulting me because they know I hate it. It's like, you are insane. The world does not revolve around you. You narcissistic child. Okay. We don't have to indulge in this mental illness. You can just say, shut up. Gwen Berry. Berry was suspended for 12 months by the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee for a raised fist at the 2019 Pan American Games, but did so again before Thursday's qualifying round as part of her quest for social change. Ooh, you're changing my mind about some things, I'll tell you that. My purpose and my mission is bigger than sports, Berry said. I'm here to represent those who have died due to systemic racism. That's the important part. That's why I'm going. That's why I'm here today. So you're supposed to be here to throw a rock farther than the other people. Did you not know that? Maybe that's why you got third. You know, she's very concerned about the oppressed clown people of the circus nation. Very, very concerned. But this is the amazing part about all of this. So Berry raises her fist, despite the fact that, you know, the U.S. Olympic has rules saying that you're not allowed to protest Giannis, because the Olympics are supposed to be like, we need to do a skit. We need to do a skit that is the post-national Olympics, because the Olympics are supposed to be about national pride, supposed to be about national competition, supposed to be good-natured, fun, contending between nations, sort of good-spirited competition. And you're put on this world stage as a representative of your nation and as a ambassador to the entire world. Say, look, this is about coming together. This is about human achievement. It's about what we as humans are capable of. It's about showing that we're more than just, you know, autonomous bugs going about our daily business. We're capable of achieving amazing things physically, mentally. You know, the Olympics used to have, when it first started, they had the physical contest and they had the intellectual contest. You would actually have Olympic gold medals in poetry and architecture. It's supposed to be a almost like World's Fair type of celebration of the achievement of humankind. And when you are permitted the incredible honor and glory of representing your country and standing at the podium to have a gold medal placed around you, this is a ceremonial thing you're supposed to have reverence and respect for as a part of your sportsmanship. And when instead you turned it into a protest, when instead you dominate or hijack this position that's been given to you, it's an insult to the entire thing. It's a corruption of the entire concept of the Olympics. And so there are rules against it, saying this isn't about you. Just because you can throw a rock farther than the Nigerian, it doesn't mean your political opinions have any place on this podium. Okay? Really doesn't. So these rules are in place. And so Barry violates them. Why do we have rules? Why do we have rules? Because you need to define this sort of stuff. Because decent people, good people, typically will, they don't need rules, right? I wouldn't need a rule, you know, if somebody was granting me the ability to throw a rock, you know, for a living, I wouldn't need to be told, hey, don't turn this into your own, you know, ethno-narcissistic diatribe where you're just pumping yourself up, trying to make yourself feel important, trying to act like your ability to throw a rock farther than somebody else is actually some sort of greater statement about social justice and the condition of humanity. You're a dumb person. You throw a rock for a living. Shut up and let us clap for how far you threw the rock, okay? But I wouldn't need to be told not to hijack this. But you have rules in place because some people can't comport themselves with respect, can't comport themselves with honor or dignity. So they have to lay it down. Look, we get it. You're a narcissist. You're very, very ethnically focused. You think it's very, very important, you raising your fist in protest of the country that has given you a life and made you a, you know, world famous track star because you throw a rock farther than anybody else. So oppressed, my God. How, it's, wow, such strength. Oh, she's such a hero. Oh my gosh, yeah, she's made it through so much oppression and so much trouble in all of her life. She's a black woman in America. Oh my God, let's celebrate her. She's so wonderful. She can do whatever she wants. The rules don't apply to her. Look how heroic this is. This picture will go down in history.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. We're going to finish up here with old third place Barry, who's using her very important position as rock thrower to advocate for social justice that already exists. But here's the most, I really am trying to wrap my head around, like, how this stuff works. Like, who makes these decisions? Where the pressure comes from, like, I just don't get it. I really don't. Who was it? The quarterback for the New Orleans Saints came out and said something. Yeah. Drew Brees. What did he say recently that, like, got a bunch of people mad? I can't even remember what it is. It was so, like, milquetoast. It was something about, like, Christianity. He was just like, I can't even remember what. It was so nothing, right? It was just like he didn't 100% throw his hat in the ring with Black Lives Matter. And I can't remember what the statement was exactly, but it was kind of nothing. But it was all this furor, all this outrage, and then he had to issue a letter of apology. Very sad, criticized for disrespecting the flag comment. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I think it's disrespecting the flag when you kneel. Now what happened to him, he was forced to grovel, right? He had to get on his knees. He had to beg for forgiveness for daring to say this. And he's like, my grandfather died, you know, for you to have this right. And you know, he's like, I feel like it's disrespecting my dead family members for you to do this to the flag. And they're just like, apologize now. And of course he apologized. He's on his knees begging. I'm so sorry. I should have listened. It's been explained to me now. And it's just like, why? Who makes these people back down? Who makes these decisions to succumb to the bullying of these social justice idiots? Because the people aren't changing their minds, right? Drew Brees wasn't educated. You know, it's not like they came to him and talked to him. He was like, oh, man, I realize now that I'm wrong. No, it's a pressure campaign. Some publicity person in his thing came to him and said, if you don't apologize, then people are going to stop buying our stuff. And then your friends are going to lose their jobs. So if you don't want your friends to lose their jobs, you have to apologize right now. Like, I'm so sorry. I completely missed the mark. I apologize. I'm so sorry. Not really. This is a symbol of submission. And they don't care either, right? Like, they know that Drew Brees still believes what he believed earlier. They know that his apology was insincere. But that's not what it's about. He displayed submission to them, so they're happy. Same thing like Nick Cannon or somebody who, like, went on a big diatribe about how evil white people and Jews were. No backlash about saying the things about, he literally said, he didn't even like say one thing about whites and one thing about Jews. He said whites and Jews and then said this thing about them. No backlash for saying about white people, but when you add Jews to that, he's like wearing a yarmulke and he's like having rabbis on his show and he's like apologizing. He's like reading books about the Jewish experience. He's so sorry. He's so sorry he ever did anything like that. He's groveling and apologizing, begging for forgiveness. And it's just like, you know, there were two people he was talking about it in that statement, whites and Jews. But white people, nah, no apology necessary. It doesn't need to happen, right? Who makes these decisions? Like, I mean, I guess these people are just weak. Like, they say things that they believe and then they're forced to, like, walk back their own statements even though they still believe it. Like, that's weakness. It's cowardice. They didn't learn anything. They got bullied. I feel ashamed. Grovel, boy. Kiss my feet. Right? Whipped into submission. This is what happens. So last June, Barry demanded a letter of apology from USOPC for sanctioning her over her 2019 Pan American Games protest. Hear what I just said? So they have rules saying you're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to hijack our event for your protest. She does it anyway. They're like, all right, well, you broke the rule. You're being reprimanded. Then she demands an apology for that. Apologize for punishing me for breaking the rules. What? That would just never occur to me. Like, it would just never occur to me to break the rule, be punished for breaking the rule, and then demand an apology for breaking the rule. Just like there's no, is it narcissism? Is it just narcissism? Is that all it is? Like, you just don't care? But that's only half the sentence. She demanded a letter of apology for sanctioning her because she broke the rules. And then she revised her demand to ask for a public apology from USOPC CEO Sarah Hirschland. So it's like she breaks the rules. She's reprimanded, you know. Here's the chart. Here's the laws. And they say, if you do this, then this happens. They did that. And she's like, I demand a letter of apology. No, you know what? I demand that you get out in front of the cameras and grovel to me in person. I demand that you get in front of the world's media and humiliate yourself for daring to expect me to live up to the rules. Right? For daring me, a proud clown woman, to follow the rules. How dare you? How dare you think I should do that? I can't imagine. I can't imagine making that claim. I can't imagine what happens in the minds of these people who then submit to this demand. Because they did. Hirschland met the demand and issued a statement after meeting with Barry privately. I'm grateful to Gwen for her time and honesty last night, Hirschland said in her statement. I heard her. I apologize for how my decisions made her feel. And I also did my best to explain why I made them. Is Gwen a four-year-old? Is Gwen a little child? Is she a baby? Does she not understand? Like, this is what you do to babies. You say, here's the rule, baby. The baby breaks the rule and you punish them. Then they feel bad and you have to explain to them. Look, I know it hurts you when I spank you, but I have to. It hurts me too when I do this. So Gwen Berry, third place baby, has to have this explained to her. Oh, poor girl. But like, who makes it? Hirschland. Who is this Hirschland idiot? Why would you apologize for this? Here's the rule. You broke the rule. We punish you. I demand an apology. Okay. See you next year. Like, you don't have to submit to this. What is going on here? I honestly don't understand it. Baffling. She continues, quote, Gwynne has a powerful voice in this national conversation. I'm sure that together we can use the platform of Olympic and Paralympic sport to address and fight against systemic inequality and racism in our country. Oh, good. Oh, good. You know, kind of like how National Geographic, the magazine, got purchased. And now that platform has been taken over and is now being used as a platform for social justice. Now the Olympics taken over, now used as a platform for social justice. Movies, they don't need to be entertaining. They're platforms for social justice. Time magazine used to tell interesting stories. Now it's a platform for social justice. This is what they do. This is what these people do. Parasites, man. These people are just parasites. But they're not the parasites that are just like the fish, you know, like the fish hanging off the whale shark that just like sucks their blood or whatever they do. Even there, it's like a mutually beneficial thing, right? They clean the scum off the offspring. No, this is one of those parasites that, like, digs into an ant's brain and then takes over the body, right? They're one of these parasites that, like, burrows into the mind of its host and then operates it like a zombie. Have you ever seen these ants? Parasites will get into an ant's brain and then take over the ant's body and force the ant to climb to the highest point possible, where the ant's head then explodes, the ant goes rigid, and then the ant explodes and a pore pops out, and then it starts sending spores all around. So it gets to the highest point possible, so the spores go as far as possible. That's what these parasites are like. That's what these invaders are like. They'll take something that worked fine for the purpose it was intended. The purpose of the Olympic Committee is to put on sports games. They'll get inside the mind of that institution, and they'll turn it to their own design, killing it in the process. Progressives, liberals, these social justice warriors, they are brain-eating parasites. Now, here's a cartoon, total control, a cartoon presentation of what it looks like when a liberal gets involved in any sort of institution. Well, you thought education was about teaching children? No, it's about indoctrinating them towards social justice. You thought the Oscars was about celebrating the best movie? No, it's about celebrating the best pandering piece of trash on social justice rubrics. You need a purge.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. It is getting close to 4th of July. So on InfoWarsStore.com, we have the July 4th Super Sale with a new special every single day. If you checked out the specials yesterday and didn't find something that you like, might as well check again today, because you might see a product that you do want on massive, massive discounts, like 50% off Survival Shield X2 or 40% off of Pollen Block. These are just some of the incredible discounts that you will find right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And best of all, it helps keep this program and everything we do here on InfoWars continuing to operate. I want to go now to one of the things that you'll be getting. You know, it's like with every purchase from a supplement from InfoWars.com, you receive, free of charge, a bombshell report from our very own Greg Reese. It's a little bonus on top. It's like the prize in your Happy Meal. You buy a supplement, right on top of it, you get this bombshell report by Greg Reese.
According to the official narrative, COVID-19 was first discovered as a pneumonia outbreak in the city of Wuhan on December 31st of 2019. And it wasn't until January 9th of 2020 when this supposed mystery virus was officially diagnosed as a novel coronavirus. Operation Warp Speed began on May 15th of 2020 to facilitate and accelerate the development of COVID-19 vaccines. Of the companies receiving research funding, the one responsible for the mRNA vaccine was Moderna. But we know that none of this checks out. We now know that Anthony Fauci used NIH funds to create a novel coronavirus capable of directly infecting humans. And we also know that Moderna has been working with Fauci's NIH on the mRNA COVID vaccine since December of 2019. Born in 2010 as Mode RNA Therapeutics, they were criticized for their radical specialty of mRNA biohacking that transforms human cells into drug factories, and later changed their name to Moderna. With a reputation for losing top talent and keeping investors in the dark due to dangerous, unpredictable side effects, Moderna somehow became Big Pharma's golden unicorn. They went public in December of 2018 with the largest ever IPO in the biotech industry. Without even having a safe, effective product, they blew up faster than Uber. And a year later, before COVID-19 ever made headlines, Moderna was working with Fauci's NIH, outsourcing redacted challenge studies, where subjects are deliberately infected with the Fauci-funded Wuhan lab-made coronavirus and treated with Moderna's experimental gene therapy. And as fate would have it, the massive investment in Moderna paid off. Operation Warp Speed brought Moderna's COVID-19 payoff to just under $2.5 billion. And actual sales to the U.S. alone is already over $15 billion. There does not seem to be any breakthrough science. The mRNA shots are still proving to be as unpredictable and deadly as experts have been saying for years. And we now officially know that the shot is permanently changing the person's DNA. And yet, people are still lining up to get the shot. Thanks to media and Big Pharma. And thanks to the self-proclaimed philanthropists who fund the media and Big Pharma. The ones who call themselves the Good Club. the ones who met in 2009 to discuss how to save the world and how overpopulation was a major priority. How much more evidence do we need before we collectively realize that this entire thing is a scam?
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. Speak your mind about whatever is interesting to you. Did I miss anything this weekend? I feel like I must have, considering there was so much news this weekend. I'm hardly able to cover any of it, but here's something I want to try to draw some parallels here. Okay, right now we see day in and day out stories in major news outlets about the ongoing cases against a number of individuals. Amongst these are Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Roger Stone, Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers. Seemingly every day, more stories, they're closing in. They're trying to create a RICO precedent. They're looking into allegations of collusion, conspiracy that may be there. So what's actually happening here? What's happening is the establishment is protecting itself by going after people who threaten its existence. Now, this happens in all totalitarian societies, but it's especially egregious in communistic ones. If you read Gulag Archipelago, you'll hear story after story like this, where an informant says that person A is a fascist sympathizer. He's an anti-communist. He harbors secret anti-communist writings. So the communists go and arrest person A, and they torture person A, questioning him. And person A is innocent. He doesn't actually have any writings. He can't tell them anything because he doesn't know anything. He's not subversive or whatever. Actually, it turns out his name was just given to him because the guy they were torturing before thought, I got to give him something or they're going to keep torturing me. I'll give him my neighbor. So they go and get the neighbor. Now, the people who are carrying out the torturing and the questioning, they've been told, this guy has information, you got to get it. And they're going to torture that guy until he gives them information. And if he doesn't actually give them information, they'll kill the guy and say, yeah, he told us this guy, and then they'll go and get some random guy. It doesn't matter. The point is that they have to show that the system works. It's not actually about getting the information. It's not actually about trying to find real, you know, contraband. Or whatever. It's just the excuse they use. It's the excuse they need. It's about showing that they're doing something, right? And so we see this happening here in America now. Donald Trump is the guy, and they'll figure out the crime later. Alex Jones is the guy, and they'll try to figure out a crime. They'll do everything they can to try to identify one. I mean, meanwhile, just literal, like, elite child sex trafficking loops go on, rings are being carried out. in full knowledge of the authorities. Nothing's happening to them. You have things like the Clinton Foundation, which is a blatant, open money laundering scam. So foreigners can manipulate the American political system. Nothing done to them, right? Like, it's just nothing done to the actual criminals. Over the former president of the United States, they'll do whatever it takes to bring him down. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there's another person that they're doing this to, and they're doing it to him so egregiously that it represents a, you know, symbolic example of what's being done to everybody else. This person is, of course, Julian Assange. Now, the latest this weekend is that a major witness in the United States Department of Justice case against Julian Assange has admitted to fabricating key accusations in the indictment against the WikiLeaks founder. The witness, who has a documented history of sociopathy and has received several convictions for sexual abuse of minors and wide-ranging financial fraud, made the admission in a newly published interview for Stunden, where he also confessed to having continued his crime spree whilst working with the Department of Justice and FBI and receiving a promise of immunity from prosecution. So you see how this works? They have the guy that they want to get, Julian Assange. Now, he hasn't actually committed any crime. So what do? Well, you go find some literal con man pedophile and say, hey, we'll make all of your crimes go away if you help us get Julian Assange, who hasn't committed any crimes. This is how it works. Well, now it's being revealed that was all a lie. The man in question, Sigurdur Ingi Thordarson, was recruited by U.S. authorities to build a case against Assange after misleading them to believe he was previously a close associate of his. The United States is currently seeking Assange's extradition from the United Kingdom in order to try him for espionage relating to the release of leaked classified documents. If convicted, he could face up to 175 years in prison. U.S. officials presented an updated version of an indictment against him to a magistrate court in London last summer. The veracity of the information contained therein is now directly contradicted by the main witness whose testimony it's based on. In fact, Thordarson now admits to Stunden that Assange never asked him to hack or access phone recordings of MPs. His new claim is that he, in fact, received some files from a third party who claimed to have recorded MPs. He claimed he gave it over. But essentially, this entire allegation against Julian Assange was based off of a blatant lie, probably knowingly, by the American authorities, who used a well-known criminal and pedophile in order to attempt to, you know, knowingly frame Julian Assange, because what they're really mad at him for is his legal and, in fact, incredibly important journalism that he's doing. So Niles Melzer on Twitter put up a nice little list for us. Dismantling the persecution of Julian Assange. In 2019, the UK torture and arbitrariness was exposed. In 2019, Swedish rape allegations collapsed. In 2020, the embassy surveillance was exposed, where they were spying on him while he was in the Ecuadorian embassy. In 2021, U.S. prisons declared inhumane. They said they would not extradite him because his, because America's prison system is so bad. In 2021, U.S. hacking allegations collapse. It's time to end this travesty. I mean, do you see how ruthlessly and how dishonestly they go after their enemies? So what did Julian Assange do? What Julian Assange did was received information from whistleblowers and published it like a journalist. That's what he did. You can't charge him for that. We have free speech. We have the First Amendment. What he exposed were war crimes. The people who committed these war crimes, you think they're going to justice anytime soon? You think there's going to be punishment for the war criminals anytime soon? Of course not. But the guy who exposed the war criminals, what's happened to him? They'll frame him for rape. That collapses. They'll frame him for espionage. That's collapsing now. Like, it doesn't matter what, right? It doesn't matter what it is. They'll find whatever law they can claim that he broke in order to punish him. The reality is they're punishing him for standing up to them. They're punishing him for fighting back and for actually being an effective enemy of theirs. So this is very good news. Key witness in Assange case admits lies in his indictment. But who knows what else they'll come up with? They're not going to let him go. They've already forced the man to seek solace in the Ecuadorian embassy for years, living in a closet essentially, ruined his life. I mean, practically killed him. He's hanging on by a thread at this point, psychologically destroyed, been put through the ringer. I mean, unbelievably brutal what has been done to Julian Assange. He's committed no crime. I think a year from now, we may be in the same position with Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Roger Stone or Stuart Rhodes. They've committed as many crimes as Julian Assange has. None. But who knows? Maybe a year from now, Donald Trump will be sick and dying in some jail cell, ignored by the media, silenced by the court, kept on, interminable solitary confinement to psychologically break him and destroy him. His real crime was standing up to the New World Order military-industrial complex. He'll be punished for that. What excuse they use, that's yet to be decided. What crime they'll stick him with, we haven't decided on that yet. But they'll destroy him, and they'll destroy anybody standing up against them. Unless we stop him now. Unless we prevent it from ever getting to that point.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial corporate controlled slaves, worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, do we have that video that Rob just gave to us? We don't have it yet.
Okay.
You know, this weekend I was I posted something on Twitter. I'm going to do a long report this weekend about the metaphysical power of words. I was talking about the fact that they are trying to claim that the word globalist is anti-Semitic, and I was explaining how if you can stop people from using a word, you can stop them from being able to discuss or appropriately, you know, oppose an idea, right? It's like try to argue against child sex trafficking. Oh, but you're not allowed to use the words child sex trafficking. You can't use those words. Child sex trafficking is an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. So, you know, you don't want to sound like you're anti-Semitic. So you're not allowed to use those words. Go. Now, what do you say? I'm against the moving. Like, you can try to find different ways to define it. Like, well, I'm against human trafficking, but that's not exactly what I'm talking about. I am, but it's specifically child sex trafficking. Like, you can't oppose something if you can't name it, right? So we oppose globalism and globalist, which is the idea that you're going to have a one world government, a supranational organization that's unelected, that will supersede and eventually absorb into it national governments. It's neo-feudalism. It's a very distinct concept held by people of all races, colors, and religions. Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Joe Biden, these are major, major globalists, not Jewish, right? But they want to convince you that if you talk about globalism, actually you're anti-Semitic, so you can't use that word. So we can't oppose that idea. We can't oppose that concept. It's outrageous. But anyway, I'm going to get into that later. You can go to my Twitter and see the tweets. But people are arguing about this to me. And they've since deleted their tweets, I guess, or maybe, you know, somebody reported them or something. Because essentially the argument I got was, I'd say, you know, they're trying to claim that globalist is actually code word for Jews. So it's anti-Semitism anytime you hear people talking about globalism. And I'm explaining, no, it's not. That's an obfuscation to try to, you know, prevent people from talking about this very distinct ideology. And then other people are coming in and saying, oh, yeah, but it is. Oh, but actually it is. But actually Jews are the globalists. And it's like, well, you know, the Jews do run everything. No wonder, because their opposition is dumb as hell, apparently. People that argue with me on Twitter are, at least. And other people are chiming in, and this is all to say that I got the sentiment of people going, well, Harrison just can't say what he really knows. He has people to answer to. I just have to laugh. I have to laugh. As far as I know, I answer to one person. His name is Alex Jones, and he's never once instructed me how to cover anything. Really. He may come in and say, hey, this story is important today. It's like, wow, okay, I hadn't seen that. Thank you. That's the extent of the control over me. I don't know. If I say something egregious, maybe I will get a talking to. I'm not sure. Hasn't come up yet. Doesn't happen. This idea that I have people to answer to. I have people directing me. You want to know how I get directed? You want to know what the oversight is here? Rob Dew has found a very, very funny video of bats, and they look like they're dancing, and it's great. And it's great B-roll to play under COVID-19. Like the idea that I'm being directed or told what to say, it's so ridiculous. Folks, I get up here, I read you the news. I tell you what I think. I'm off the cuff. I have notes I've written down that I sometimes go to. I don't have to conceal anything. I don't have to hide anything. I don't have to use code words. Because I don't care what people call me. Because they already call me anti-Semitic and racist. And I can succumb to their claims one way or the other. I can go, if they're going to call me that, then I might as well be. Or I can go, no, please don't. Don't. Stop. Just, please, I love you. I'll do anything. Stop calling me bad names. I choose the third route, which is, well, I'm not racist, not homophobic, not anti-Semitic. So you can call me those words, and they'll wash off my back like a rainwater off a duck's wing. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Won't change how I talk about stuff. It's just so funny getting people being like I'll say it, like I'm like, I'm not racist. And people are like, you don't have to defend yourself. I'm like, I'm just saying a fact. I'm saying a truth. Nobody is pressuring me to say anything. Nobody pressures me to say anything. That's the bottom line. That's the story. And that's why you should support Infowars.com, because we may be the only media establishment in history that is in that way. Trust me, I have contacted other alternative news outlets. Oh, and they're very, very controlled. They are told what to say a lot of the time. That doesn't happen here. We're freewheeling here. We're just bringing you the truth. And we have no fear. We have no need to use code words or obscure or conceal our intentions or our true feelings, because true feelings are rooted in love of all humankind and a love of true, natural, beneficial, cooperative diversity. I don't know. It's just amazing. It's just so bizarre to hear people claim that things that I'm saying are actually being told to me by somebody else. It's an outrageous claim, but I really am serious when I say go to InfoWarsStore.com and support this outlet, because, hell, if we succumb to the attacks of the globalists, if this ship goes down, I'm going down with the ship, folks. There's no life raft worthy of the follow-up to InfoWars. So support the real people, support the good guys, support the people that are unmuzzled and unobscure. No trickery here. I say what I believe. I say what I really think. If I want to talk about the Jews, I'll say Jews. If I want to talk about globalists, I'll say globalists. It's not that complicated. It's not that hard to figure out what I'm talking about at any particular time, but it is amazing. I'm going to do a very long, thorough breakdown of the language manipulation. I mean, it goes beyond 1984 at this point. Because they destroy concepts by destroying the words that encapsulate those concepts. If you can't name globalism, you can't fight back against globalism. If you can't say you're a nationalist, because everybody out there has been convinced if you're a nationalist, you're actually really a racist. It's actually a secret code word. See, they're always talking, they're always trying to tell their audience that we on the right wing, we use code words to conceal our real intentions. Meanwhile, they're passing, free preschool and free internet and calling it infrastructure. Right. That's what they do. They'll take a word, they'll completely redefine it, and then claim that you're the one using words inaccurately. Remember that girl that she kept losing debates? So she actually wrote to the dictionary, and the dictionary changed the definition of racism so she would stop losing debates. The control of words is a very interesting phenomenon that we'll cover later this week. Your phone calls on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot Points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and Double Patriot Points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and Double Patriot Points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and Double Patriot Points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, so many videos to show you, so many calls to get to. Let's do that now, shall we? Let's take some phone calls. We got Max in Kansas. Airstrikes in Syria. Yes, folks, the Democrats are in charge and war is on the horizon. In fact, it's here already. Airstrikes in Iraq and Syria, not approved by the U.S. Congress. No authorization of war. Why would they need that anymore? They're operating like a rogue state. So, of course, they can bomb whoever the hell they want. They'll bomb American cities. Joe Biden told you that himself. Max in Kansas, thanks for calling in. What are your thoughts on this airstrike in Syria?
It's awful. And
You know, ever since 9/11, there's been no need to ask Congress for permission to do anything.
Right.
And it's sick. But yeah, with tensions rising over there, you know, the airstrikes along the Syria and the and Iraq border, it's as I've been saying, you know, I do believe war is right around the corner. And I can't say I'm surprised by these airstrikes whatsoever. We know Obama is really the one in the Oval Office. Because, I mean, these actions are exactly what Obama did. They're exactly what, with bombing Yemen, the drone strikes that murdered an entire wedding, the drone strikes that killed innocent children, and it's all just so, it's just a sick, sick repeat, you know? And next thing we know, within probably a year, we'll be in another war, which, like Iraq and Afghanistan and Kuwait, and which, by I don't think people actually realize the damage George H.W. Bush did to Kuwait. Dropping over 88,000 tons of bombs on Iraq and Iraqi-occupied Kuwait. And in the end, the airstrikes and raids and bombs, et cetera, absolutely, and the bombs, which destroyed their water and electricity systems, ended up killing over 150,000 people, man. I mean,
yeah, well, our sanctions killed something like 500,000 children. And when Madeleine Albright was asked if this was worth it, she hesitated not a single second to say, yeah, it was totally worth it. Killing 500,000 children, totally worth whatever we got. I mean, I don't know. You know, kill 500,000 children, you'd expect to get something pretty good for that. I don't know what the hell we got. I don't feel any safer. In fact, I think it was that type of behavior and that type of attitude that inspired 9/11, if indeed 9/11 was as we foresaw. But no, clearly it would aggravate me if another country killed 500,000 American children. The question is, what did we get for it? What has been the benefit for America for our 20-year quagmire that we've been involved in? 30-year, if you want to bring in George H.W. Bush. No, it's nothing. And this is what I like about you, Max. Max is a young guy. He calls in a lot. If you're a regular listener, you probably recognize his voice. He's 15 years old. And, you know, I lived through the Iraq war, right? I was in sixth grade when 9/11 happened. So I was in high school all through Iraq. And, you know, at this point, it's just like, it's almost like, I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to, you know, people who live through this stuff, we experienced it. We remember it happening. And then we sort of put it out of our mind. But for people like Max, who are young and coming up and wasn't alive when all this happens, he's bringing up the recent history that we tend to forget. And it's good to put it in that perspective and look at it as if we're looking, you know, with new eyes, even, you know, a great metaphor, you know, aliens from outer space coming down and going, now, wait, this country's at war with that country. Why? And what are they doing? And what has the damage been? And what did they receive from that? Like, this makes no sense. And it's one of these things where when you experience it in real time, you don't quite understand how nonsensical it is. It's only afterwards revisiting it and looking back, you really understand the absurdity. So I always appreciate your knowledge on this, Max, because I guess it's more fresh to you than it is to us, because you're actually doing the research right now, huh?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. It's like, why? You know, and I keep asking the same question, and I unfortunately know the answer, but, you know, knowing the answer it's not going to make me less pissed off knowing that Bush Senior and Junior are murdering hundreds of thousands of Iraqis and Syrians and Yemeni and Afghanis with the excuse of weapons of mass destruction. You know, Bill Clinton destroying the pharmaceutical factory with the same lie of, they're harboring Al-Qaeda terrorists. And Obama killing the children and Biden funneling troops over to the Middle East while saying, I'm going to get us out of Afghanistan, which we won't. We are never leaving. And soon enough, if the globals get what they want, we'll be in Iran before you know it.
Yep. I think you're right. But I think a lot of people are waking up. But you know, it's interesting because they tried for like 5 or 6 years to get us to go to war with Syria, right? They tried to claim Bashar al-Assad was this really evil dude. They tried to claim that we needed to do it for humanitarian reasons. They tried to claim that there was a chemical attack. Then they tried to claim there was another chemical attack. Then both of those were exposed to be utter frauds, that the OCPW had a whistleblower come out to say they changed our revelations. They changed our investigation to, you know, alter the opinion. So they tried to get the American people behind this. They failed. And so now they're going to do it anyway. Now they're just going to do it anyway, right? They try to bully you. They try to trick you. They try to deceive you into supporting their war. when the American people say, no, we're sick of this war. We don't care what excuse you're throwing at us this time. We don't want it. They say, all right, fine. All right, we can't convince you. So we're just going to do it anyway. We don't need your support, your peasants, your serfs. You can't stop us if you try. So it really is amazing now after 4 or 5 years of trying to get the American people to support a war in Syria. They failed, and so they're just going to war with Syria anyway. Thanks so much for the call, Max. You know, I hope for your sake we don't go to war with Iran because nothing, you know, but we are. But we are going to. We are going to because it falls in line with everything the globalists want, right? It's a very slow process, you know, killing freedom slowly, piece by piece. It'd be way easier if we could get into a huge land war with a massive, powerful other country and then draft American citizens. You don't need to slow kill people through vaccines and, you know, plastics in the food and water if you can just send them to be cannon fodder on the other side of the world. So I think war fits right in with the agenda of the globalists, and so I expect to see it rather soon. Let's go to Chris in Massachusetts. Why the media is in lockstep about the virus origin? Why is this, Chris?
Hey, Harrison. I called maybe a month ago, and I was saying how I don't think there's a virus, but I think I know why the media is all in lockstep about it coming from a lab. And that's because if there is a virus that came from a lab, it justifies all this variant talk that they're talking about. And it even justifies the vaccines and all this, not to us, not to me and you, because we do our own research, but to the mass majority of people, they're going to say it came from a lab. Uh-oh, so these variants are real. And once it starts killing people, I think they're going to start blaming us, the unvaccinated people. So we have to figure out a way to, like, I don't know, maybe get together or put something together to show that we're all unvaccinated and we're not getting sick from these so-called variants that you're talking about. So it's not the unvaccinated people.
Right. Right, right. Yeah, they have the where's the headline here from from Financial Times, the Rothschild paper. COVID Delta strain risks spreading like wildfire among the unvaccinated. So, yeah, they're literally already trying to pin it on the unvaccinated. I mean, they're still kind of wavering with the lab leak theory. They're trying to bury it. They're trying to act like it's not that big of a deal because, you know, it's not just China. Once you discover the lab, you realize that it's all of these organizations and it's America as well. So they're trying to save their own. But interestingly, you mentioned there, Chris, that you called in saying that there was not, like, COVID-19 didn't exist. I've heard that a lot. I've tend to be a little bit skeptical on that. But I have a video that I'm going to show you that has gone a pretty far way in convincing me that it may not be real at all. Do you still think it's not real, Chris?
Absolutely, 100%. It okay. starts with the PCR test, not test the inventor.
Yep.
Said you cannot test for infectious disease. Like, that right there says to me that's enough. But that's not the only thing. You, all this time that you guys have been given information, I watch you every day, and everything I hear, it makes me think more and more. The PCR test, they put people in the nursing home, they put people on ventilators, the flu disappeared. Where is the virus?
Oh, it's everything about the virus has been a lie. Everything about the virus has been a lie. The one thing I've been holding out on is that I assumed that there really was something called coronavirus. Like, I assumed it's a very basic, like, at least they got that right. I'm telling you, I'm about to show you a video on the other side of this, folks, that has really made me question the very existence of coronavirus. It's compelling. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, Lord, the host be with us, for we have none other help.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, taking your phone calls today. Now, that last caller, Chris, said that, he's been saying for a long time that he doesn't think COVID exists at all. And there's certainly evidence for that. I mean, the lack of flu deaths would make one suspicious if you're actually paying attention. And, we've had other callers call in and say that it doesn't exist. It's never been, mapped out genetically how it actually exists. And I've always been a little bit, hesitant to this because, well, I think the globalists, total media control, their ability of deception is really incredible. That was just a bridge too far for me. I couldn't wrap my mind around that. Well, I found a few videos today that are making me rethink that assumption. So here's a guy, and we'll start with a video that sort of gives his bona fides, PhD in virology and immunology. And this isn't secondhand. It's not speculation. Here's a guy who has done the tests, and he's going to tell us what his tests have resulted in. Spoiler alert, he says COVID doesn't exist. Let's watch this video now.
I have a PhD in virology and immunology. I'm a clinical lab scientist, and have tested 1,500 supposed positive COVID-19 samples collected here in Southern California. When my lab team and I did the testing through Koch's postulates and observation under a scanning electron microscope, we found no COVID in any of the 1,500 samples. What we found was that all of the 1,500 samples were mostly influenza A and some were influenza B, but not a single case of COVID, and we did not use the BSPCR test. That's polymerase chain reaction test. Celia Farber does wonderful journalism on the topic. I did videos on this channel for that. We then sent the remainder of the samples to Stanford, Cornell, and a few of the University of California labs, and they found the same results as we did. No COVID. They found influenza A and B. All of us then spoke to the CDC and asked for viable samples of COVID, which CDC said they could not provide as they did not have any samples. We have now come to the firm conclusion through all our research and lab work that the COVID-19 was imaginary and fictitious. The flu was called COVID, and most of the 225,000 dead were dead through comorbidities such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, emphysema, etc. Then they got the flu, which further weakened their immune systems, and they died. I have yet to find a single viable sample of COVID-19 to work with. We at the 7 universities that did the lab tests on these 1,500 samples are now suing the CDC for COVID-19 fraud. The CDC has yet to send us a single viable, isolated, purified sample of COVID-19. If they can't or won't send us a viable sample, I say there is no COVID-19. It is fictitious. The 4 research papers that do describe the genomic extracts of the COVID-19 virus never were successful in isolating and purifying the samples. All the 4 papers written on COVID-19 only describe small bits of RNA, which were only 37 to 40 base pairs long, which is not a virus. A viral genome is typically 30,000 to 40,000 base pairs. With as bad as COVID is supposed to be all over the place, how come no one in any lab worldwide has ever isolated and purified this virus in its entirety? That's because they never really found the virus. All they've ever found was small pieces of RNA, which were never identified as the virus anyway. So what we're dealing with is just another flu strain. Like every year, COVID-19 does not exist and is fictitious.
So there you go. Pretty interesting. Now, again, I really can't even find out who this guy is, but, he seems to be legit, and you can find articles like this one. Laboratories in the U.S. can't find COVID-19 in one of 1,500 positive results. It appears that this took place in November of last year, and they actually have a CDC document, the official document on COVID-19, the CDC ruefully admitted as early as summer 2020, it does not have a measurable virus, saying as no quantified, aka measured, isolated virus objects of 2019 COVID-19 are available at this time. In other words, the CDC, one of the leading medical authorities in the world, cannot and still cannot demonstrate the existence of the virus. Very strange. I mean, I would guess you could also say that this could be something like the flu with just a slight change in the RNA. So that's what they're detecting. But I don't know. That was somewhat convincing for me. Somewhat convincing for me because we know that the PCR test doesn't actually detect it. You can set it to a high enough cycle rate and it'll give you a positive reaction on just about anything, but it's not actually made to determine whether something has a disease or not. So all I know is literally everything we've been told about the virus is a lie. Literally, from the very beginning, literally everything. The effectiveness, the death rate, the origin location, the necessity of lockdown. I mean, just the effectiveness of masks, the 6 feet to slow the spread. I mean, literally everything has been a lie. Literally everything. If I were to learn that the virus itself was a lie, I would not be that surprised. Not in the slightest, especially when you consider the fact that we had 0 flu deaths in 2020. I'm telling you, folks, the powers that be are issuing us a life or death IQ test, and America is failing it. Let's go back out to the phone calls, shall we? Who's been on longest? Jefferson in Virginia has an interesting comment. Solutions to the Emperor's New Clothes parable. What's this about, Jefferson?
Good morning, Harrison.
How
are you?
Good morning, sir. Very good. Thank you.
Just quickly, evidence. The absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. I'm pretty sure the virus exists. They don't do gain of function on viruses not to have one. I mean, this is kind of silly to think it doesn't exist at all. But the the absence of the evidence of it in these tests, we know the tests are false. We know they're fake positives. So those 1,500 samples were all fake positives COVID. There was no COVID there because there was a fake positive on a PCR test.
Anyway, that's a very good interpretation of that, Jefferson. I didn't think about that, but that is probably exactly what it is. They didn't find the virus on the positive test because the tests were false positive. I think that is a very elegant and simple solution to the quandary I was just considering.
All right, so who was the hero in the Emperor's New Clothes?
The kid, the little kid that wasn't afraid to speak up and say that emperor is naked.
Well, he had underwear on, I think. But anyway, close to naked.
He's naked.
Anyway, the child got away with it because he was innocent, and everybody else around him was lying to him. Even the people that he loved and loved him were willing to tell him a falsehood because they thought it was best that he not spout out the truth. Right?
Right.
So I would like to get Max from Kansas to do a book report for me, or maybe Rex Jones, another youthful person, to be the Nick Sandman and point out that Kamala Harris is the Empress with no clothes. She's in office illegally, unconstitutionally. And if someone would just investigate this, it should be a younger person, just like Nick Sandman. They will be attacked by the media, and then they will get to counterattack in a lawsuit where they can get paid for being the child that pointed out the emperor has new clothes.
Right.
That's what we need, is a kid to take this on. You had Judge Joe Brown on, he was pointing out that Kamala Harris is an Indo-Aryan, very proud of being an Aryan from India, right? And her father is an Indian. He spoke on this topic at length with all three of you, and not one of you adults was willing to point out that people are saying she's not a natural-born citizen. So the adults won't do it, but the kids will say, well, this is pretty obvious. I don't understand why the adults won't talk about this.
Well, because I think it's a neat distinction. It's a very fine distinction that I'm not sure I totally understand, even though I know that you've explained it to me. I don't know. It just doesn't resonate with me. I mean, the level of their illegality. I mean, the fact that Joe Biden it seems like somewhat of a minor thing to me. To me, it just doesn't seem like a winning argument. I mean, I get it. It, you know, legally it might be like that, but go ahead and explain to us this again, Jefferson. She is not eligible for holding high office because she is not a naturally born citizen because her parents were not citizens?
Correct. She could be a senator if she's a citizen, okay? But she can't be a vice president or president because neither of her parents were citizens. And elected officials swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, so they are in violation of their oath when they allow her to be a vice president. And
yeah,
that's the linchpin.
You know, I think maybe we'll take a kid to get the attention this needs. But what you need is just a senator. You need to talk to like Paul Gosar or Matt Gaetz or something. Because if they bring this up, it might have legs.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
the globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on InfoWars.com and band.video. I've got a lot of videos to show you. I've got a lot of calls to take. I'll take your calls in the next segment. I want to take this little 5-minute segment here to read you some very interesting stories. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you sitting down? I am about to read to you the most New World Order Illuminati globalist nonsense headline you have ever heard. Are you ready for this? Do you have your globalist bingo card ready? You're about to win big. From the Bush China Foundation. Oh, yeah, we're starting off right there. From the Bush China Foundation Twitter account, announcing Secretary Henry Kissinger and Senator Dianne Feinstein as the recipients of the 2021 George H.W. Bush Awards for Achievement in U.S.-China Relations. More on the award here. Have you ever seen? I mean, this is a New World Order globalist Illuminati grab bag. It's like a Mad Lib. You got the George Bush China Award being given to Kissinger and Feinstein. My God, ladies and gentlemen, they're not even hiding it anymore. They're not even hiding it. It's just, I just love it. I could not come up with a parody headline better than this. The George H.W. Bush China Award goes to Henry Kissinger and Dianne Feinstein, a lifelong war criminal and a lifelong political criminal, being awarded by George H.W. Bush's memory, I guess, in their, you know, celebrated for their achievements in helping China. Bravo. Bravo, you globalist scumbags. I should do a whole thing on just alternative history. Do you know, we talk a lot about Jonestown on this program. Do you know Dianne Feinstein, got elected because of Jonestown? Because of Jim Jones's political maneuvers? Do you know that Dianne Feinstein, early in her career as mayor of San Francisco, was deeply involved in the People's Temple and Jim Jones? Do you know who else was deeply involved? One of the main politicians? Willie Brown, the person who got Kamala Harris her start. Isn't it amazing that all of these Democrats, if you trace back their political stories, a lot of them start at a CIA mind control experiment called Jonestown. Everybody from the Vice President Kamala Harris to Dianne Feinstein. Here's something I don't know if you know. George H.W. Bush, it's known as Poppy. That's his nickname. Everybody knows this. Poppy. Yeah, they call him Poppy. And the reason they call him Poppy is because he was in charge of the opium that they were getting from China to manufacture into heroin to sell to the troops in Vietnam when the CIA was trying to inaugurate an alternative income stream so they could carry out black ops without the oversight and approval of Congress. Do you know that this whole scheme was about to be blown up by a politician in Japan? And so in response, the CIA overthrew the Japanese government and invented a entirely new form of colonial control, where they controlled a entire government by controlling a single member of a popular party. Do you know that that party that they founded is still in power to this day in Japan? Like, do you know that you can't understand history without knowing this stuff? Like, if you think the history, the recent history, is actually what you see in the papers and actually what you see on TV, sparring between two political parties and vying for votes and do-do-do. Meanwhile, it's all being orchestrated by intelligence agencies. And you can, it's not even hidden. Go to Wikipedia, search who's the ruling party, Shinzo Abe. Look what party he was involved in, he was a member of, that rules Japan to this day. And go read how it got started in the 1950s. It says on Wikipedia, it was founded by the CIA. You think you know history? You don't know history.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part.
As you may know, ladies and gentlemen, in Canada, they are arresting pastors for holding church. Pastors are moving their congregations to hidden, secret churches and barns, and then the police are dispatching helicopters to track them down and brutally arrest them in the middle of highways as they're trying to drive home. Yeah, the church is under targeted attack by the Canadian government, but that's not the only force in Canada working against the church. And this is something that's really going unreported, but I have an info warrior and a fan of American Journal that sends me this stuff on Twitter. I'd like to share it to you now. Two more Catholic churches burned down in British Columbia's interior. Lower Simla Kameen Indian band chief says church was an important part of their community. So two more Catholic churches on reserves in British Columbia's southern interior burned down Saturday morning. This was June 26th. And then we have yet another one. Another church on First Nations land in British Columbia has been targeted by what the elected chief of the Gitwangak band said was an intentional fire. It comes after four other churches in Indigenous territory were burned to the ground in BC's interior amid news of the discovery of hundreds of bodies in unmarked graves at former residential schools in BC and Saskatchewan. Now, this is entirely fabricated as well. See, the unmarked graves, the hundreds of bodies in unmarked graves, they are cemeteries. Cemeteries, okay? They're cemeteries. There are lots of unmarked graves in cemeteries all over this country, all over Canada, all over the world. Headstones are expensive. You might put up a wooden cross, but that doesn't last too long. And 150 years later, it's an unmarked grave. So now they're literally digging up cemeteries and then framing it as if they are uncovering the mass graves of Holocaust victims. It's insane. It is insane. The craziest thing about it, to me, is the fact that this outrage has now resulted in at least four churches being burned down. This, you know, fabricated outrage that's being created, and then the fans are being flamed by the media about a scandal that at least hasn't existed for 150 years. But what is the scandal? Well, the scandal is that the government of Canada, and America did this too back in the day, would have boarding schools for Native children. And see, they would take the Native children, and they would not let them wear the clothes of their culture. They would not let them speak their own language. They actually told these Native kids that their race was inherently evil. Their ancestors should be a source of shame. Their culture was a negative force, and they should be prevented from celebrating or exercising their cultural traditions. Now, to me, that sounds awful. To me, that sounds like a brutal act of imperialism to destroy a culture just because it's not yours. Now, ironically, that's critical race theory. Ironically, that's literally what's happening to white kids in this country as we speak. See, back then it was unmitigated evil. It was something to be despised, despicable, imperialistic, colonizers, destroying culture. Now it's loving. Now it's loving when they do it. I think it's very ironic the outrage that supporters of critical race theory have when they hear about the history of one culture dominating and forcibly removing another. See, my position is the consistent one. I think it was bad when it was done to the natives, and I think it's bad when it's being done to people now. If you can convince people that that's not the case, you can carry out all sorts of evil and all sorts of genocide. Let's go back out to the phone calls. Crystal in California has a story about her mother getting a vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Crystal. What happened with your mother getting the vaccine, ma'am?
Hi, Harrison. Well, she's based out of Iowa, and she went in, and long story short, she got the vaccine, and after me doing some research, I got a hold of her and asked her to grab a magnet and put it on her arm and see if it stuck, and she told me that was a bunch of baloney, and I said, no, Mom, you might as well try it. You got it. She's the only one in the family that felt that she should get it. To be able to breathe. She's got COPD, and the mask was making it really hard for her to work. And anyway, so she ended up getting it, and I got a call coming in, so I took that. I said, hold on, Mom. And when I got back to her, she said that it was staying. And I said, well, why don't you FaceTime me? And so she FaceTimed me, and I said, well, okay, it is staying. I said, slide it down a few centimeters, and she did, and it slid right off. So then I tried to debunk it because that's my mom, and I'm very worried about her now. But she ended up putting the magnet on the other shoulder in the same area. It stuck a little bit. It is humid in Iowa, but then it slid right off. Mm. So then I told her to put it back on the vaccination area and shake your arm really hard, like you never shook it before. And she had to shake it so hard for it to fly off. And then she took, like, a heavier magnet. We tried different things. The heavier ones did not stick, but the lighter magnet did. And you could tell that it was sticking right to where she was vaccinated because when she split it down, it slid right off.
Right, and we're seeing videos showing similar things here. You know, the amazing thing to me about this is, you know, they always have to cover up anything like this when it happens. But usually they have an alternative, you know, theory as to why it could happen. Oh, it's not that. Yes, it's sticking to people's arms, but that's just because of the iron delivery. So, you know, they'd come up with some sort of excuse. The weirdest thing about this one is that it's obviously true. Like, people go out and do it. We've had the Liberty Ladies on band.video went out and did it on 6th Street and found people who'd been vaccinated and were sticking magnets to their arms and seeing that it stuck. So it's obviously true and obviously happening. And yet the media is just like, no, it's not. It's not. It's not happening. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we're seeing it happen. So it's strange to me that they haven't come up with some sort of alternative explanation for this. Like, they are just telling you to ignore the evidence of your eyes and telling you that
yeah.
it
yeah,
doesn't. incredibly bizarre, right? So, what's your conclusions on this, Crystal?
Well,
do you have any? I mean, I don't know
what to do. I called the Iowa governor's office, and I wanted to speak with Kim Reynolds, and I got an assistant to call me back a couple days later, which Lisa called me back, and I explained everything to her, and she said, well, did you contact CDC or public health? Well, why would I do that? Like, they're the ones I don't trust. Like, maybe they should gather the reports and then take it to them. Since they're the governor, they'll get further than me.
Right.
I have a little salon in a little town, and, I mean, they're not going to talk to me. There's another thing I called about my daughter's friend. I'll make it real quick. I know you have other calls, but she's 17. She said that she got the shot, the Moderna shot, and she showed me her card. She said, I went back to go get my second shot, and they said, oh, you are too young to have this in the first place. You can't have the second shot. So that made this child a little like, wow, well, thanks a lot. Can I have a different one? No, they don't mix well. Sorry. So that's just the way that goes. That's the end of that.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's...
these people are just messing with our... our DNA, and they don't even care. Go ahead, Harrison.
No, you're exactly right. It's incredibly troubling. There's some reports here. There's a new data set showing that preliminary myocarditis, precarditis, crude reporting rates to VAERS following the mRNA COVID-19 vaccination data through June 11th. On dose two in the 12 to 17 age group, you had 9.1 females reporting myocarditis. In males, you had 67.7 saying it. So males apparently almost 6-7 times more likely to get myocarditis. So there's something that's interacting with something in our body. No information because no one will study it.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. and just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, still have a lot of stuff to talk about today and a lot of videos and a lot of calls to get to as well. So we're going to get to your phone calls this segment. But I got a couple videos that are very, very important to play to you and a lot of stuff to still discuss. I'm trying to figure out what is the most important, what maybe I could save for a later day. Let's go to this video because it is honestly incredibly troubling. It is a verification of what we have been saying since the beginning, well, since Alex Jones was saying it 10 years ago. But now we have it on tape. Now we have it admitted. Now it has been revealed. Clip number 4.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my questions. I'm wondering about the injunction banning public gatherings and whether there really is a need for such a far-reaching one, given the trajectory we're on now.
So, I mean, I think it's still there. We still have bringing large numbers of people together. It can present some risk. We'll continue to look at that. But I think the other purpose of the injunction is to prevent groups that are spreading deliberately spreading false information that can actually create risk. The information itself, if listened to, creates risk to the public as well. So, and that certainly is a need to manage that misinformation campaign as well.
Did you hear that? You realize what you just heard? He's asked a question about the COVID lockdown, and he tells you one of the reasons you need lockdown is because people are spreading information. You have to lock down the ability for them to spread information. If you can get together in person, then you can tell that group of people that you're with things that the government doesn't want exposed. So there you have it on tape. We're going to play this video again just so there can be no obscurity. Now you know what you're watching. You're watching the government of Canada admit that at least one aspect of their determination as to whether to lock down an area or not is not to prevent the spread of the virus, but to prevent spread of information. The Canadian government now admits the purpose of the lockdown is at least in part to hamper and prevent the spreading of information. Let's roll it again.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my questions. I'm wondering about the injunction banning public gatherings and whether there really is a need for such a far-reaching one given the trajectory we're on now.
So, I mean, I think it's still there. We still have bringing large numbers of people together. It can present some risk. We'll continue to look at that. But I think the other purpose of the injunction is to prevent groups that are spreading deliberately spreading false information that can actually create risk. The information itself, if listened to, creates risk to the public as well. So, and that certainly is a need to manage that misinformation campaign as well.
Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? So the question he's asked is this injunction, this lockdown, this order to prevent people from gathering together, predicated or justified or you know, apparently in order to stop the spread of COVID, the government just comes out and says, actually, it's to prevent information. It's to prevent people from gathering together and talking to each other. That's what this is about. Mind-blowing, just incredible, especially when you consider how unbelievably controlled the airwaves are in places like Canada and Britain, a place without the First Amendment. They have total control of the information flow. In fact, let's go to video number one here, because this was a lockdown protest in London this weekend that was unreported on by BBC. BBC was running stories about the Delta variant in India at the time when this crowd was gathering in London. Let's roll this tape. You can see, folks, if you're a radio listener, you got to go to band.vrinfowars.com. This crowd is massive. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. This has to be several hundred thousand people. I mean, at least half a million. I don't even know, because you can't even see the end of it. It just goes as far as the eye can see. A parade of people. BBC didn't really mention it. You search for it on Google, you know what you find? Thousands of people gathered in London to protest the lockdown. Thousands. Yeah, thousands. You could say dozens. It would be just as accurate. There are definitely dozens of people there. There are. There are definitely dozens. Now, when you say thousands, what you mean is hundreds of thousands. What you mean is an inconceivable number of human beings gathering together in London to protest this lockdown. But when they report on it, yeah, thousands. A couple thousand showed up. A few people were arrested. That's the big story. Moving on, right? Unbelievable. Yeah, three arrested, three officers injured at anti-lockdown. Oh, hundreds. Yeah, hundreds, they say in that one. There you go. Thousands attend anti-lockdown protests with more planned this weekend. Eh, no big deal. You know, an amazing thing is if you search January 6th, if you search on Google and say how many people were at January 6th, how many people attended the Stop the Steal rally in Washington, D.C., the official count, they say thousands. Yeah, thousands. There was probably over a million people there. It's probably the largest gathering of people for a single protest in the history of America. And they literally write articles where they're like, well, when determining crowd size, we look at reports from that day. ABC said thousands. CNN said thousands. So we assumed that there were a few thousand, literally millions. But that's what you can do when you control the media, totally. And then you tell people they can't even get together to spread information in person. Unbelievable overreach. Really indefensible. There you go. Thousands cheer Trump at rally protesting election results. You know, tens of thousands would have been more accurate. Hundreds of thousands would have been more accurate still. Nearly a million would have been approaching the reality. But no, they say thousands. They say thousands to, you know, downplay it. To downplay it. See, if it's a million people, if it's the largest protest in the history of America, then they have to acknowledge that it represents a huge, major move in America, that this crowd, as large as it is, represents merely a fraction of the number of people that wish they could be there, that agree with what's going on there. And maybe this is something that the American people actually are concerned with and deserves attention. But if you can just say, as a couple thousand random, you know, white supremacist extremists, then who cares? Incredible information manipulation. I'd love to have a pro-lockdown person, somebody that actually, you know, thinks, yeah, you need to be locked down and you're a bad person for not being locked down. I want to ask them, do you know that one of the reasons they say that they need to lock down is to prevent the spread of disinformation, misinformation? Do you think that the people of Canada or the people of America are permitted by their constitution to gather in order to discuss ideas? Are you okay with this? Do you understand that that's been the intention the entire time? Now they're coming out and saying it, spitting in your face and expecting you to take it. This isn't a new development. This is what it's been about the entire time. This was the reason for the lockdowns. And now they've admitted it. To shut you up.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. And that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and Double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and Double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Let's go directly at your phone calls with haste. Henry in Chicago, thanks so much for calling in. GMOs and major food. Thanks so much for calling, Henry. You are on the air.
Hi, Harris. A long time no talking to you.
Good to hear from you.
I found out I was doing a little bit of research, and the Wrigley's gum, Chips Ahoy, Pepper's Farms, Ritz Crackers, they all got genetic modified ingredients, and they're on the very bottom of the ingredient list. So I made phone calls and asked them, they could not be giving me what type of crops they use for their product. They have the genetic modified ingredients. Mars, which makes M&Ms that were not very open to my questioning. But I did another research. All these GMOs they're doing to our foods and candy for the kids do not know, and parents do not know, is to make you more receptive to the vaccines and all the electronic that they're using to manipulate your brain.
Mm.
And it's crazy, scary, because I, you know, grew up chewing gum and stuff, and my Chips Ahoy cookies, and I decided to start reading the ingredients. I'm like, wait a minute, they got GMO? I call them, and I told them. It was shocking. And people need to know that, because it's a war against humanity. It's against us. And we need to push back. And I was telling you when I made my phone call that I found out also that the it's a little bit of subject, but the airlines are controlled by the Department of Transportation, not the FAA. So you can file lawsuits against for making you wear the slate mask.
Mm. Yeah, so yeah, that's a good idea. But sticking with your GMO story here, I actually have a very interesting graph. Now, I can show you this from John D. Cook on Twitter. If we can get Doc Cam on this. Calcium, magnesium, and iron in cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, and spinach dropped by 80 to 90% between 1914 and 2018. Here you can see milligrams per 100 grams. You had 400 in 1914. Today you have, well, less than 50, probably more like 25. But, you know, it's the GMOs, it's the soil depletion. There's a huge number of things, but long story short, our food is not nearly as nutritious as it once was. It's practically like eating nothing. I mean, it's nothing but poison, nothing but plastic, right? You can eat plastic, you're not going to get any nutrients, but you're still going to have food. That's essentially what we're eating now. Calcium, magnesium, iron, and cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, and spinach dropped 80 to 90% in about 100 years. So this is a deliberate destruction of our health. I mean, there's no other way to put it. This is a very easily, yeah, there you go. You're healthy at 300 pounds is what the authorities will tell you. Thanks so much for the call, Henry. And let me just read you the abstract of the scientific study that was linked on this calcium, magnesium, and iron in cabbage being 80 to 90% less than it was in 1914. They say this, the title of the study is Challenges in the Diagnosis of Magnesium Status. Abstract. Magnesium is a critical mineral in the human body and is involved in around 80% of known metabolic functions. It's currently estimated that 60% of adults do not achieve the average dietary intake, and 45% of Americans are magnesium deficient, a condition associated with disease states like hypertension, diabetes, and neurological disorders, to name a few. Magnesium deficiency can be attributed to common dietary practices, medications, and farming techniques, along with estimates that the mineral content of vegetables has declined by as much as 80 to 90% in the last 100 years. However, despite this mineral's importance, it's poorly understood from several different standpoints, not the least of which is the unique mechanism of absorption and sensitive compartmental handling of the body, making the determination of magnesium status difficult. The reliance on several popular study essays has contributed to a great deal of confusion in the literature. This review will discuss causes of magnesium deficiency, absorption, handling, and compartmentalization in the body, highlighting the challenges this creates in determining magnesium status in both clinical and research settings. So there again, 80% of known metabolic functions use magnesium, and 60% of adults do not have the amount that they should take on a daily basis. In fact, 45% of Americans are deficient in this, which they say can be associated with disease states like hypertension, diabetes, and neurological disorders, to name a few. The point is that our food has been depleted of its nutrition, and it has tangible physical and mental results. We are stupider, weaker, less testosterone, incapable of, you know, helping ourselves. So, you know, obviously I'm not making any medical claims. Let's be very clear here. I'm not making any medical claims, but I am saying that you have to be aware of the fact that the food you're eating is not as nutritious as it once was, probably not as nutritious as you were told growing up. Just because you eat your vegetables doesn't mean you're necessarily getting the vitamins and minerals that you need, because you might as well be eating paper, because they've been depleted through the soil, through the GMOs, through the preservatives that they put in, or the pesticides. I mean, what you're eating is not real food. It's a concoction, a potion created by evil wizards. It's not food. It's not natural. So you need a supplement. You need to make up for the lost ground. You need to not assume that the spinach or cabbage or tomatoes that you're eating are chock full of good nutrition. Go ahead and assume that they're chock full of, you know, GMOs and atrazine, and you're going to want to make up for some of that. So I suggest you go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy some of our incredible products, some of our great supplements, and, you know, just take it personally, you know? I can't do anything to change the, I can speak up against it, but to change the, you know, the GMO crops and farming practices, not a lot I can do. But I can take control over my personal life. I can't have understanding that what I'm eating is not what it pretends to be. And I can make up the difference by supplementing my diet with fantastic vitamins and minerals from InfoWarsStore.com. Trust science, folks. Trust science. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Science says you need InfoWarsStore.com. That's science, folks. You're not allowed to question science. Not these days. Let's go now to Cody. Cody in Canada. Oh, I've been talking a lot about Canada today, my friend. Thank you for calling in, Cody. You're on the air.
Hey, God bless you, Harrison. God bless InfoWars, all the crew there, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
I just want to say the globalists are absolutely insane. They are just, they spray heavy metals on us, our children, biological life. We're talking about evil men and their hellbound leader, Satan. But there's one thing the globalists didn't take into account, and that's Jesus Christ. And that, he's with us as times get darker and darker and we're persecuted more and more. That's when us Christians are stronger and stronger. Just like in the disciples of Jesus' day, you know, the Pharisees told the disciples to stop preaching in that name, in the name of Jesus and all that. And the disciples they said no, and they got beat and thrown in jail, and they were praising the Lord and thanking the Lord.
I'm pretty sure every single one of them was executed. Like, I'm not sure there's a single disciple that wasn't eventually killed for his, you know, efforts, but wow, what lives they held, right? What effect they had on earth. It is something to remember. I've said it before, you know, while it might seem dismal for Christians in this world right now, there was one point when, you know, their leader had just been killed and there were like 12 of them. There were like 12 total Christians in the world. So we've been down before and to a much greater degree. And yet, look at where we are now. Look at where we've gotten to. So I think you're absolutely right. You can't take heart in the fact that you know, you say the globalists haven't taken Jesus Christ into consideration. I think most of what they do is predicated on eliminating the influence that Jesus Christ has had on our culture and our civilization. I think they're very, very concerned about the effect of Jesus Christ. And in fact, I think that dictates a lot of their machinations. A lot of what they do is aimed very squarely at destroying Jesus Christ and his church. Anything else before I let you go, Cody?
Yes, if I could just share a scripture with you, it would take about a minute.
All right, stay on the line. We'll come back to Cody and finish up his call with a bit of scripture. Folks, please do go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy some of the new Fizzy Magnesium drink. You've heard how important magnesium is. Again, I'm not making any medical claims here. The Fizzy Magnesium will not cure any diseases. It will not make your hair grow long. It will not make the sun shine bright, but it does taste delicious and is very good for you.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy,
septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, final segment of American Journal. We're going to try to take three more calls in this segment. We're going to finish up with Cody, Pete in Washington, Clown Car NYC, Tim in California. If you can keep your comments as short as possible, I want to get to all three of you. I still want to play a video here, so let's try to do this as quick as possible. Cody in Canada has a piece of scripture for us at the beginning of this segment. Go ahead, Cody.
I would like to read Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 2 here, a little bit, a few verses. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men, and they bend their tongues like the bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. Take ye heed every one of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. And they will deceive every one his neighbors, and they will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, say the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them. For how shall I do for the daughter of my people? And thank you very much for taking my call, Harrison. God bless you.
Thank you, Cody. Sounds like me when I'm watching CNN. That's what it sounds like. A litany of lies, an assembly of liars. Very, very powerful stuff. Thanks so much, Cody. Yeah, it is nice to be reminded that what we're dealing with here, not new, not exactly new. For the last 2,000 years or so, 3,000 years, humanity's been dealing with this. So take heart, you know. Good people went out in the end because God is in control. Good call, Cody. Thank you so much. Let's go to Tim in California. Quickly, Tim, your technocracy apocalypse is among us. You're on the air, Tim.
Well, I'm concerned because if Bill Gates has determined that we won't end with an A-bomb this time, but instead he holds up during his TED talk in his pink sweater or his lavender sweater a soccer ball size of this COVID virus, and he's explaining, well, this is how it's going to end. I'm thinking, if you've got these flying syringes that he's talking about, meaning mosquitoes suck. The only thing they do is put in just enough venom to make it where you don't feel them.
Right.
So we're talking about nanotechnology. And nanotechnology, when you talk about what we're coming to now with artificial intelligence and machine learning, you got 40,000 satellites in outer space that are already authorized for Elon Musk. He's also got more than a million ground units authorized by the FCC to do for 5G. And you think, well, it's really a bad technology. We already have fiber optics so much faster. Why is it you guys are so hepped up on that? But if you follow Elon Musk further, you find out he's also got his Neuralink thing where he wants to put brain chips in people and so forth. You begin to realize this whole thing goes together with everyone's already got this thing in their hand, you know, their smartphone, and now we've got everyone with a jab in their arm and the jab in their arm with the nanotechnology. So I'm thinking slowly but surely, with the 40,000 satellites in outer space and all the 5G and all this stuff, I think they can pretty much control anyone that took a jab because of the nanotechnology. You just don't really understand how it is. And I just quickly want to tell you an article I found this morning from ScienceDirect.com. It is a huge article, but I just read some small part. And it's saying it starts out with pre-assembled nanoparticles, clusters or quantum dots consisting of 30 to 1,000 atoms as building blocks. And here's the important part. The chapters then introduce some of the most popular nanoblocks or components, namely silicon, carbon, and metal-based nanoparticles. And I'm thinking, maybe that's the reason everyone's getting the jab and you hold them something up there that's magnetized for their arm. Maybe.
Yeah, could very well be. I've said for a long time, 5G is a weapon system. I mean, whether they intend to use it like that or not, they're coming out now and admitting they have microwave weapons that can cause people to get nauseous or feel sick. And it's, I mean, literally not. I'm not even like comparing one to the other. It is 5G technology. I mean, it's maybe a slightly different wavelength or slightly different strength of signal. But yeah, 5G could easily be turned into a total weapon system, especially when you have, you know, one on every light pole. You want to enforce a lockdown, well, you come outside and you end up, you know, getting dizzy and barfing. So, yeah, you're going to stay inside and, you know, stop. So, yeah, you bring up so many great points. And clearly we know the ultimate goal of the globalists is to be as gods. I mean, literally they hate God and are trying to subjugate God and subjugate humanity because we are a reflection of God. So it's everything from manipulation of your very cells to the, yeah, I mean, the satellite just bathing the earth in this destructive radiation. It's all very, very concerning. Thanks so much for the call, Tim. Let's go now to Clown Car NYC. Alpha Beta launch does codes not variant. So what do you mean by this, Clown Car?
Well, good morning, Harrison. You said that, coronavirus isn't, kind of new thing, especially Fauci said it was a new thing, never heard of it before, but it's been on the Lysol can for many years now. As far as I know, whenever I hear launching sequence codes from the military, isn't it Alpha, Beta, Delta?
Launch codes,
also, and this false flag, the war in Syria, the mass graves digging up, the trying to turn people in America on people in America, 4th of July comes. Oh, look, they arrested your president. 4th of July, I'm not independent no more. What the fuck's going on? What's going on?
All right. We got to drop you. You always curse when you call. I love your calls, Clown Car, but you curse, and so I'm punishing you because that's what they'll do to us if we let that word get out across the air. Thanks so much for your call, though. We are running out of time. We'll go to Pete in Washington for our final call of the day. Pete has a comment about Bitcoin. Thanks for calling in. Pete, you're on the air.
Thank you, Harrison. I just wanted to say that there's been a lot of talk of Bitcoin on InfoWars, and I basically see it as the queue of money. Unknown source, unknown protocols. It's the electronic voting of money. People claim that there's an unbreakable code. There's never been an unbreakable code in history over time. Number two, they say it's unconfiscatable. If Julian Assange had a lot of Bitcoin, how much is it worth to him? And once the key's lost, the money's gone.
Right.
If you had precious metals distributed all around, they could kill you, and that money, the pirate's treasure, is buried 300 years later or found in a ship.
Yeah, very true. And I've always been suspicious of Bitcoin for that exact reason that you're mentioning. It's just like, maybe it is just ignorance, and I'm just ignorant of how it works, so I don't trust it. But, no, I totally agree. It's like, no, you just pay money, and then you get, electronic symbols, and I'm just like, no, thanks, and I'll have gold. Gold I can hold, and I understand that. So it is very interesting. But, of course, the FBI says that they confiscated Bitcoin that was paid to ransomers. So, either the FBI was actually the ransomers, carrying out the hack against the Colonial Pipeline, or they do have some way to break it. So it's not unbreakable. It's not unhackable, and it can, in fact, be manipulated like that. Well, thanks so much for the call. Thank you, everybody, for the calls. My gosh, I have two videos. Which one do I show? I know everybody's going to be showing the man, the woman who's complaining because a man exposed himself in a locker room, and then like a crowd of people start yelling at her, claiming that she's being transphobic because a grown man pulled his penis out in front of a little girl. We'd go for an entire show on that. So I think that will be covered enough. I want to play this video, clip number three. Quarantine camps being built in Australia. Let's see what they say about this.
That the Commonwealth has decided to help build this alternative quarantine facility at Nickolim instead of the 500-bed facility that the state had proposed. It will be a 1,000-bed facility, cabin-style accommodation similar to Howard Springs in the Northern Territory. In that letter, it says, following consideration of the analysis of the location options of the facility and in accordance with our MOU.
These are the revelations that are coming out these days. Canada says they're imposing lockdowns to prevent the spread of information. Australia building a 1,000-person quarantine camp where you'll no doubt be forcibly sent to if you're inaccurate and easily falsifiable CDC-approved PCR test claims that you are, in fact, infected. I feel fine, and I've been locked down for 4 months. Oh, but the PCR test says I have COVID, so have to go to jail now. Very convenient for people to get rid of anybody they want with any excuse that they want. We're actually seeing this in all sorts of former, or I guess current Commonwealth countries. Canada, of course, has quarantine camps, has been operating them for a while, UK as well. Wellingborough Prison, G4S, awarded $300 million contract to run a mega jail. This announced in October of last year in the UK. So they're building massive new prisons all around the world and seemingly using them to put away vaccine deniers, put away people who have COVID. So I need to lay this out for you. Do I really need to explain what they're setting you up for? Do I really need to beg you not to believe these people when they say they have your best intention in mind? When they're building prisons, when they're silencing you, when they're sending you to camps, when they're fabricating it all on a disease that they created, wake up or die.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroyed the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.